Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, Independent, Unaffiliated, or
Republican.
Some other political party?
This is Florida.
Thank
we're
you.
All Republican.
Thank you for that opinion. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Louis County of Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by an absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not unlikely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Oh, me and my whole family are going to vote Republican.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail ballot, or I will vote early in person at designated early voting location.
In person. We don't trust Democrats.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
37 is my age.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate,
college, contractor's degree, I'm a millionaire, I don't know.
Thank you. You now will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion and have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Linda Parts. Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards her?
With people.
I'm sorry, you were breaking down.
I'm sorry, go ahead and repeat that again.
I'm sorry, Linda Bartz, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards her?
Am I favorable towards what?
Linda Bartz.
I don't know what
the public
you're
official.
Saying.
The person,
that?
Linda Bartz. If you have never heard of her. Okay.
This is for Missouri or Florida?
This is for Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, I live in Florida. Linda Bartz, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Ken Mascara?
Don't know who that is. These are local.
Kathy Townsend?
Nope.
Richard Del Toro?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
So you're very favorable or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards him?
Toro seems to have a lot of support. I honestly, I can't say that without actually reading his policies. So
okay.
I don't play identity politics. Unless I know his policies, I can't promote anybody. So.
And Keith Pearson?
Keith Pearson. You know what? It's so sad. Yeah, I've heard of him too. And all I get all day is text messages from other campaigns talking crap on one another. Instead of talking about your own policies, they just want to talk about how bad the next guy is. And this is my whole problem with politics. They don't worry about themselves. They worry about everybody else. This isn't politics anymore. This is high school drama. This is why I hate politics.
Thank you for those opinions, sir. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Keith Pearson, if I'm not mistaken, you know, a lot of people are trying to say he's undercover liberal, posing as a Republican. Can't really speak too much on that. Those are just text messages I received. And
thank you.
I believe your local elections are very important, but there's not enough proof. There's not enough proof to really see what these people are about.
Thank you for those opinions. And what is the first things that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Richard Del Toro, a lot of people like him. And then a lot of people say that he's involved in a lot of shady stuff. So, you know, you're always going to hear bad and good. That's what elections are all about, smear campaigns, and it's sad.
Yes.
Our political system is sad. It's sad.
Yes. Thank you for that opinion. And you know, we'll be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I honestly, without, once again, reading the track history and policy, I cannot condone either or.
Okay.
If you're for liberal policies, if you're for Joe Biden or the Democrat Party, you have no place in Florida, and that's just what it is. We are a red state. So I will vote as red as it can get.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Lucy County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Kathy Townsend or Outer Macon?
Well, I really don't want a woman in office. no offense. I know how bad that sounds. Once again, I gotta look at track records, you know. I can't condone somebody without knowing their track record.
Okay. But let's say if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Kathy Townsend or Adrian Macon?
So who's more Republican? Who's actually, you know, this is, I guess you would know more than I right now, without me doing my research. I just can't do blue. I can't.
Okay.
The whole country's falling to shit over the blue.
Yes, I understand. And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Sheriffs were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Richard Del Toro, President Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
I hate to say, without knowing full history of each individual, but as of right now, I would say it would be Del Toro, yeah.
And you would say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Del Toro?
I will not. I will be doing my research prior to casting my ballot and my family's ballot. So I can't give a guarantee,
probably.
But it would be more likely as of right now, yeah.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing at San Luis County Sheriff?
I live in Port St. Lucie. I love Port St. Lucie. I don't think he's doing a bad job at all. I mean, we have low crime.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I would say, as of right now, when I travel the city, when I'm out and about with my family, I feel fairly safe. So I can't say he's doing a bad job, no.
Let's say you strongly approve.
Well, I approve of him, yeah.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for San Luis County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer, something else?
Yeah. Unfortunately, like I said, I receive a lot of text messages all day, because it is voting season, and I really don't read them because I don't care what one politician says about the other. I want to know what you're saying about yourself. So
okay.
I don't really read them. I don't read them. I delete them. I don't care what you say about somebody else.
Okay.
Port St. Lucie is a good city right now. And I don't think Keith is doing a bad job, but I will tell you, like, there's a lot of gossip on both sides. Like, Keith is very liberal, supposedly, and then Del Toro is hooked up in a lot of corruption. Who knows? This is high school. Politics are high school. Therefore, I don't believe anything I hear.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. And did what you see, read or heard recently, make you more likely or less likely to put Richard Del Toro in the Lexington and Lucy County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Well, like I said earlier, I live here. I work here. My family lives here. I go shopping every day with my family. I do not feel unsafe. So with my current sheriff, I don't have a problem.
So you feel no difference? You have no difference then?
Well, I mean, if he's doing a good job, I don't believe in fixing something that's not broken. So, I mean, like I said, if he's doing a good job and Port St. Lucie's, you know, handling their business, don't fix it. Keep him. I would say keep him.
Okay. Thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaigns for San Luis County Sheriff in the past few weeks? So a television ad, receive something in mail, receive a text message, receive a visit for your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer or something else?
Like I said, a lot of text messages, man. I don't read them because I don't care. I don't want to hear about your opponent. I don't want to hear about you.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for San Luis County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
It's made zero difference. I don't care about what people say. I care about what people do. So your talk means nothing.
Excellent.
To
Thank
me.
You. Thank you for that opinion. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
No, I'm not stupid. I'm a conservative. I stand by what has gotten a lot of people out of poverty and given them more opportunity than anybody else. So definitely conservative.
And you say they are very or somewhat conservative?
I don't want to say very because I believe in humanity.
Somewhat.
I would say somewhat, yeah, but we got to keep tradition, you know.
Yes. Thank you. And what is your main racial background, African-American or black, white or Caucasian, Asian or Asian American or Hispanic?
Me and my family, well, all Hispanics are Caucasian. So me and my family, we are Hispanic-Caucasian.
Thank you. So excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. So we appreciate your opinions.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Goodbye.